My name is Cassidy McCabe, your Hudson Mohawk Magazine correspondent, and today I'm here with Caitlin Parsons, a local activist in the Troy area, in anticipation for the Spirit of the Suffragette Festival that will take place this summer at Freedom Square. We will be looking at how the history of women's suffrage has impacted the present day and what sorts of social justice work can be done to move forward. Caitlin, what social rights issues do you advocate for? What drives your passions?
That's a great question. So I am an advocate for mostly civil rights, the importance of voting, women's rights. I support the LGBTQ community and refugees and immigrants fleeing war-torn countries. And I'd say that my passions are driven by empathy and compassion. I'd say that some people are driven by fear, and they might act impulsively when fear is the major motivator, but I try to be more measured in both fighting against or standing for something.
All right. And what kind of issues or current events are happening right now that relate to your advocacy?
So two of the major issues currently present in our society regarding civil rights would be police brutality and mass incarceration. These issues plague the lives of people of color. Police brutality is nothing new. The force has always been infiltrated by white supremacists, but today, thanks to our smartphones, anyone can act as an independent journalist. They're being exposed, but rarely held accountable for their actions. And the 13th Amendment acts as a slavery loophole by stripping the rights of those convicted of a crime. People of color, and namely black men, are disproportionately incarcerated. And I'd say that any other issues currently present in our society related to my work, you're familiar with the refugee crisis and the Trump administration's efforts to block the migration of those trying to leave the devastating effects of war in their home countries. That's something that really is a serious issue we need to be very present around.
Definitely, yeah. What have you done that connects to your advocacy in these current issues?
So my work is mostly being vocal on social media. I'm constantly learning and educating others. I also donate to nonprofits, organizations, and movements that support marginalized groups. I recently started volunteering at the U.S. Center for Refugees and Immigrants here in Albany. And I'm helping students at my school to register to vote.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm also majoring in international politics and journalism. And I'm hoping to one day be a policymaker myself so that I can kind of usher in a new wave of policy that benefits those marginalized groups.
Yeah, from what I've seen of you, that would be great.
Thank you.
To put in some policies, yes. Fix everything. What kind of historical figure do you think inspires you?
So I have two, but first of all, Ruth Bader Ginsburg inspires me for several reasons. She's been a champion of protecting women's rights through the legal system and continues to fight tirelessly on the Supreme Court today at 85 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, Dan Rather, he just published a book. It was just over a year ago, titled What Unites Us, and that really helped me to hold on during this current administration. One of his messages throughout the book that has shaped me the most is to be steady. And to me, this means that I can breathe again and not live in constant fear.
Mm-hmm.
As a white woman, I have to recognize how privileged I am to hear such simple words and find some relief in them. Many others are not as fortunate.
Of course, yeah. How would you say our social rights movements have changed in relation to how it was a century ago?
So I would say that the major change in these social rights movements would be new technology such as social media shaping how we organize.
Mm-hmm.
Through these platforms, we're able to organize quickly and effectively and can influence demonstrations across the country and abroad. In my opinion, direct action has never been easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely agree with that. Social media is like my best friend. So.
Yes.
What qualities would you say a person needs in order to be considered a modern suffragette?
So in order to be considered a modern suffragette, I would say that this person would be on the front lines of fighting for women's rights. And I mean all women, not just cisgender white women.
Yes. Preach.
Feminism must be intersectional. Otherwise, it's harmful and unhelpful. And they should strive for liberation around the world, not just here at home.
Yeah. I'm taking a global perspectives class right now. And constantly me and like one other person are bringing up trans rights because no one else will. It's a frustrating fight.
Yeah, you need to be
vocal. It must be done. Stay it must vocal. Be done. How would you consider yourself a suffragette? Not obviously in the same way it used to be, but...
Sure. I would consider myself a budding modern suffragette. As a white woman myself, I'm still learning how to be present for all women. Mm-hmm. And consider the fact that many of the women's rights movements spearheaded by the left are deeply problematic. Mm-hmm. If it weren't for social media, I likely would have been oblivious to much of this. We can only do better if we become aware of our privileges and differences in life experiences between white women and women of color, or cisgendered women and trans women, and so forth.
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you.
And who would you nominate, if you could, who would you nominate as a modern suffragette and why?
I would nominate Malala Yousafzai for her work in standing up for girls and women's education. So in Pakistan, northern Pakistan, mm-hmm. where she lives, the local Taliban has banned girls from attending school regularly, and she has been a force. She is the most popular figure that they have in Pakistan.
Yeah. Her story's iconic.
Yes.
Like, it is. If you haven't heard it before, if anyone hasn't heard it before, read her book.
Yeah. Yes. It's a great book. I am Malala.
I love it. Thank you for your time, Caitlin.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And for more information about this upcoming Women's Resource Fair and Summer Festival, please visit tinyurl.com/suffragettespirit. And be sure to save the date for our summer festival. We're launching with the 7th Annual Freedom Festival on Saturday, June 8th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. with featured jazz legend Faye Victor and the Mutations. The festival and resource fair will then continue every Tuesday from 4 to 7 p.m., July 16th through August 20th, and close with the 9th Annual Story Harvest Celebration in September. Thank you for listening to this week's piece on the spirit of the suffragettes.